It is Thursday morning, and it's time that the Backpipe Brothers are in here with me. We played this last week. We're going to do it again. People seem to like it. What's it called?
Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
A classic.
All right. Give me. I guess I'm first.
Yeah, you're first, David.
All right.
Give me an adjective.
Went.
What?
Went.
I feel like I need. That's not an adjective. That's a verb. That's a verb.
Well, see, I won't pass fifth grade English. I did that on purpose. Adjective. Lovely.
Give me a plural noun.
Cats.
You used cats last week.
Oh, did I? All right. Let's see. Snakes.
Give me another adjective.
Gross.
A plural food.
A plural food?
Yeah.
Steaks.
A clothing item.
A wife beater. This is going to be good, isn't it? Good?
Give me a liquid.
Jack Daniels.
Wife beater with Jack Daniels.
This is going to go. Give me a verb in past tense. Went would be a good one, but you already used that one last week, too.
Sean.
Body part.
Careful,
Hilda. Careful.
Body part. Finger.
A song title. We're on Kicks Country, David.
A song title. How about Friends in Low Places?
An animal.
An animal?
Yes.
Hippopotamus.
A verb ending in ing.
Cooking.
A material.
A material?
Cotton.
Satin.
Satin?
That's the same one I was thinking of.
A plural noun.
A plural noun. Help me out here. I don't know. A plural noun.
Octopi.
Yeah.
Geese. Moose.
It doesn't have to be an animal.
How about skateboards?
All right, you ready for your story, David?
Let's do it.
David booked a relaxing day at the spa, expecting lovely massages and snakes. Instead, he got a gross mud bath filled with steaks, and a staff member wearing a wife beater slipped on a liquid, a puddle of Jack Daniels. The masseuse accidentally...
You know, that might have been more fun right there, watching somebody in a wife beater slip on a thing of Jack Daniels.
The masseuse accidentally showed his finger while humming Friends in Low Places.
Oh, she boy. Showed me her finger while singing Friends in Low Places, man. That's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Then a hippopotamus wandered in and started cooking near the sauna. David escaped by grabbing a towel made of satin and running past a room full of skateboards. Never again.
Never again. I'm not going to that spot.
The
man.
Worst day at the spa.
I went with the Gen Alpha version of that verb instead of the traditional one. So those hippopotamus started cooking. That
made me laugh. Can I ask you something, Gittins?
What?
Was that spa in Chelsea?
It probably was.
Oh, my God. All right, man. Go ahead. We get up. This is
all right.
Fun.
All right, Gittins, give me an adjective.
All right. Let's go with wonderful.
You gonna not gonna say went?
Not gonna say went this time.
A room in a house.
you gotta go with a toilet. Come on, man.
Let's go with the basement.
Not gonna go with the kitchen. You live in there.
Oh, yeah. Lord, no. He lives in the bathroom.
A split time between
a clothing
them.
Item.
A G-string.
Bandana.
Come on with the G-string, man. Come on.
An object.
Porta potty.
Give me an animal.
Mosquito. Does that count? Is that an animal?
Yeah.
It's an animal.
A plural food.
Oh, God. This could be anything. What about a snow biz?
Onions.
Oh, my God. He's going to bust his onions.
an occupation.
Gigolo.
Oh, my.
That's not an occupation.
That is an occupation.
No, it's not. You don't get paid for being that.
Give me an exclamation.
Wow. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga.
He's like Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles. A liquid.
That green pea soup he was eating the other day.
Emerald soup.
Emerald soup.
Wet cement.
That's not a liquid.
It's wet.
Again.
A plural noun.
Water is wet.
No, it's not, but continue to Giddens. Plural noun.
iPods.
A furniture item.
Ottoman.
That's a good one. A little offbeat.
A mythical creature.
A human consumption machine.
Him winning the snowbiz contest.
Let's go with a leprechaun.
A plural noun.
Jeans.
Bags of Funyuns.
Oh my God.
And a body part.
Be careful.
Belly button.
I was going to be careful.
All right, you ready, Giddens? That was the final one.
I'm ready.
Yesterday, Giddens found himself in a heated chase after a wonderful roll of toilet paper flew out the basement window.
He got frustrated down there, man. He threw it out the window.
He sprinted wearing only his bandana and clutching a porta potty for protection.
That would not be a good sight right there. Oh my gosh.
The toilet paper zigzagged past a confused mosquito eating onions and a delivery guy dressed as a gigolo yelling cowabunga.
Woo! You got a delivery guy in a bandana yelling cowabunga at you, dude.
Oh boy.
Giddens slipped on a puddle of wet cement and flew into a pile of iPods. Finally, the toilet paper landed on an ottoman guarded by a leprechaun, who demanded a ransom of bags of Funyuns. In the end, Giddens won the battle, but lost his dignity and his belly button.
What happened to my belly button?
It was somewhere in that bag of Funyuns.
With the leprechaun. The story was the great toilet paper chase.
Actually, your belly button went awry with the gigolo in the in the bandana.
No, Giddens only had the bandana on. The gigolo was just screaming cowabunga.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
wild. Sounds like a normal Tuesday for me.
It's normal every day for you. All right. Are we doing Romper Rumor?
We got to.
All right.
Got to see if you can tie it up.
Reclaim my throne.